Review 1.
Listen and repeat these words.
Skyscrapers. Palm trees. Sunshine. Rain.
The Empire State Building. The World Trade Center.
New York City. Los Angeles. The United States.
New York and Los Angeles are two great American cities. Both are important cities, but they are different from each other in many ways. Listen to some words and phrases that describe some of the differences between New York and Los Angeles. Then repeat what you hear.
More skyscrapers. New York has more skyscrapers.
More palm trees. Los Angeles has more palm trees.
Rain per year. New York has more rain per year.
Sunshine per year. Los Angeles has more sunshine per year.
Now you will hear two descriptions comparing these cities.
New York and Los Angeles are important cities in the United States. They are also very different cities. They look different, and they are different.
New York is more famous than any other American city. Its skyscrapers are famous, especially the Empire State Building and the World Trade Center.
Now listen to the two descriptions again. This time, take your pencil and write what you hear. Ready? Let's begin.
New York and Los Angeles are important cities in the United States. They are also very different cities. They look different, and they are different.
New York is more famous than any other American city. Its skyscrapers are famous, especially the Empire State Building and the World Trade Center.
Now listen to those descriptions one more time. This time, check your paper. Correct any mistakes that you find. Ready? Let's begin.
New York and Los Angeles are important cities in the United States. They are also very different cities. They look different, and they are different.
New York is more famous than any other American city. Its skyscrapers are famous, especially the Empire State Building and the World Trade Center.
Now use the sentences on your paper to answer the following questions. Ready? Let's begin. What cities are we comparing?
New York and Los Angeles.
Do New York and Los Angeles look almost the same, or do they look different?
They look different.
What skyscrapers in New York are famous?
The Empire State Building and the World Trade Center.
Now you're going to hear some more about New York and Los Angeles. Just listen.
Life in Los Angeles is more relaxed than life in New York. The weather is better, too. Buildings in Los Angeles are not as tall as buildings in New York.
Los Angeles is more famous than New York for its traffic. Some people say that Los Angeles has more cars than people.
Now listen to the sentences. Say if each sentence is true or false. After every answer that's false, you're going to hear the correct answer. Ready? Let's go. True or false? Life is more relaxed in New York than in Los Angeles.
False. Life is more relaxed in Los Angeles.
The weather is better in Los Angeles than in New York.
True.
Buildings in Los Angeles are taller than buildings in New York.
False. Buildings in New York are taller than buildings in Los Angeles.
New York is more famous for its traffic than Los Angeles.
False. Los Angeles is more famous for its traffic.
Some people say that Los Angeles has more cars than people.
True.
Now you're going to ask some questions. First, I'm going to name two different things. Then you use them to make a question that starts, which do you like better? For example, I say, New York or Los Angeles? And you say,
which do you like better, New York or Los Angeles?
All right, let's begin. New York or Los Angeles?
Which do you like better, New York or Los Angeles?
I like New York better. I don't like Los Angeles.
Rain or sunshine?
Which do you like better, rain or sunshine?
I like sunshine better than rain. Rain makes me sad.
Small cities or big cities?
Which do you like better, small cities or big cities?
I like small cities better. The people are more friendly.
Beaches or mountains?
Which do you like better, beaches or mountains?
I like beaches better. I like to swim, but I don't like to hike.
Modern cities or old cities?
Which do you like better, modern cities or old cities?
I like old cities better. They're more interesting.
Now listen to a paragraph about Jeff Bennett.
Jeff Bennett is a young actor. He wanted a role in the new mystery show at WEFL. On the day of the interview, he was very nervous. The producer and the director asked him a lot of questions. They knew he didn't have much experience, but they decided to take a chance on him. Jeff was thrilled to get the role.
Now listen again to the paragraph. Take your pencil and write what you hear.
Jeff Bennett is a young actor. He wanted a role in the new mystery show at WEFL. On the day of the interview, he was very nervous. The producer and the director asked him a lot of questions. They knew he didn't have much experience, but they decided to take a chance on him. Jeff was thrilled to get the role.
Now listen and check your paper as you hear the paragraph again.
Jeff Bennett is a young actor. He wanted a role in the new mystery show at WEFL. On the day of the interview, he was very nervous. The producer and the director asked him a lot of questions. They knew he didn't have much experience, but they decided to take a chance on him. Jeff was thrilled to get the role.
This is the end of Review 1.